This week, leader of the Australian Greens, Senator Larissa Waters, spoke at the Smart Energy Queensland Expo on the importance of effective environment laws and climate action. Senator Waters has urged the federal government's soon-to-be-announced 2035 emissions reduction goal to be taken seriously for the future of the country. The WAE's Tony Pankaluik attended the expo to hear more from Senator Waters.
We've just left the Smart Energy Council conference where I spoke about the importance of the 2035 target that the government's soon to announce in the coming weeks. And this is really a fork in the road for our country. We've seen increasing turbocharged natural disasters like cyclones in places like Mianjin and Brisbane, which is unheard of until recent years. Massive floods, there's bushfires, there's droughts, there's people who have been evacuated from homes because they've flooded and now they can't get back in, grocery prices through the roof. These are all the real impacts of the climate crisis. And that's not even to mention the impacts on nature itself and the increasing demise of beautiful and iconic species. So there's a lot at stake. And what we also see is an economic system that's geared to promote the interests of fossil fuel industries. They get upwards of $11 billion of public subsidies every year and cheap diesel and accelerated depreciation. And we have a burgeoning clean energy industry that has great promise that can actually bring people's bills down, that can create jobs, and that can help us protect precious places like the Great Barrier Reef. And really, a strong target is crucial for a strong economy and for a clean economy to address the cost of living and to help us do our very best to avert the worst of the climate crisis to come. We can't say we'll stop climate change because there's a lot that's now locked into the system. And in fact, we're tracking to more than a 3-degree rise globally, which will have serious implications for agriculture and cropping, for the safety of communities and for every aspect of our life. So it's really on every metric, it's crucial that we have climate targets that will keep us safe and help promote a clean energy economy going forwards. And those dirty industries that are so used to buying political favours because they make massive political donations, their time is gone now and they need to transition into clean energy. And those workers deserve to be protected. And those regions that have been previously dependent on fossil fuels need to be consulted and co-design process for what comes next for them. But I'm confident that we can achieve all of that. We've got to have coal and gas stop clouding the judgment of the big major parties.
Is there enough renewable energy sources out there to replace the current fossil fuels to meet the target? Is it actually realistic?
Look, Australia could be a renewable energy superpower. And here in Queensland, we've got some of the best wind. We've got great solar resources. There's geothermal options. We've got wave power. We have got pumped hydro options, like the litany of options that we have that could very readily replace fossil fuels to power our cities and homes, but importantly could also over time replace our fossil fuel exports. That's the role that we could and should be playing for the globe, not just looking after our own domestic energy needs and helping people lower their bills with clean energy, but exporting clean energy to the world. At the moment, we are the second largest exporter of fossil fuel emissions after only Russia. So we have a moral obligation to the world to turn off that tap and to start supplying clean energy instead. So yes, we have the resources. It's the political will that is in question.
So I'd like to talk about just in recent years with the Greens, what are some important reforms that have been done in tackling the issues?
Well, we worked quite well with the Labor government in the previous term of government, and we were able to work on the safeguard mechanism, which is a very technical way of trying to reduce emissions. And we got a declining hard cap in that legislation, which means that Australia's actual emissions are now obligated to start tracking down. That's a good start, but it's certainly not going to fix all of our problems. We also got a $1.7 billion investment in households to be able to electrify, to get off gas and to make sure that we can be ready for a 100% renewable grid, to make sure that homes are doing their bit for the climate crisis and keeping their bills down at the same time. So we've shown we can do good things with a willing government, and the invitation is there for this current term of government to keep working on having strong targets, making sure we meet our renewable energy targets and improving our ambition there, and importantly, making sure that everyone can enjoy the benefits of clean energy. At the moment, there's 7 million renters who not only can they not afford to have a home, they therefore don't have the right to have a solar panel on their roof. So that's a ridiculous structural barrier there for more clean energy uptake that could create jobs, it could create prosperity, and it could help people keep their bills down. So we've proposed at the last election that there be essentially an upfront install of solar and potentially batteries as well for renters that landlords wouldn't have to pay for. There would be a government fund that could fund the install, and then landlords could either pay that cost back when they pleased or when the house was sold, they could pay it back then. So it's essentially, it's a loan program so that landlords wouldn't have to be out of pocket, but tenants could get the benefit of solar. And it's that kind of out of the box thinking that we need to make sure that the benefits of clean energy are enjoyed by all as we all tackle and try to tackle the climate crisis. We've seen that the current Labor government adopted a version of our plan for batteries, and unsurprisingly, it's been really successful because people want to have the benefit of batteries to accompany their solar if they're lucky enough to already have solar on their roof. Now, often the government takes sort of smaller versions of Greens policy. We wish they'd just adopt the full homework, but we'll take whatever we can get at this point. And what we're saying now is that we think it's a really good idea. Renters think it's a good idea, and we will push this in this term of Parliament. We'd love to work with government on how to get solar for renters. It's a cost of living measure. It's a climate measure. It's an equity measure. It creates jobs. There's no downsides except to the profits of coal and gas companies who've had a free ride for far too long.
And my last question to you, is there any other talking points you'd like to mention that I haven't covered just as we wrap up?
Oh, look, I think fossil fuel donations really do cloud the judgment of big political parties. And we've tried so far without success to stop coal and gas and oil companies from being able to buy off political parties. I think if we manage to get that change passed, you would see a change of approach. So that's a project we will continue to push for. And look, strong climate targets, it's what the community voted for. They're feeling the impacts of the climate crisis already. They know that it's panic stations whenever you get a heavy downpour and, you know, your roof leaks and you might get cut off. Folk in those bushfire zones, which are increasingly going into bigger and bigger areas, they know that the climate crisis is having real impacts on their lives. The farmers know it. Everybody knows it. And they're kind of perplexed as to why this government, who said they'd be really strong on climate, is potentially going to come out with some fairly weak targets and continue to open coal and gas projects. Woodside got the tick off for their big dirty gas project. We just had a thermal coal mine approved last week for extended out for more than 10 years. Like, the government is unfortunately talking out of both sides of its mouth here. It's doing some positive things for renewables, which we applaud and support, but it keeps on opening coal and gas projects. And those two will just cancel each other out. We actually just need to stop approving coal and gas and to get on with a clean energy future and making sure every Australian can get the benefit of that.
Greens leader, Senator Larissa Waters, speaking to The Wire's Tony Pankaluik.